It's Wednesday, November 3rd, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A preacher from Early Rain Covenant Church in China faced harassment on Sunday. People vandalized preacher Dai Zijiao's front door early in the morning, and later that day, someone cut off his power. Dai leads a small group at the church that faces heavy persecution from the police in the city of Chengdu. Just last week, authorities detained Dai and his family for over 10 hours. After Sunday's incident, Dai wrote, quote, "When they hear us worship God during Sunday services, they get angry and come attack us. Actually, they're not attacking us, but attacking Christ. God, please help us better understand the sweetness of the cross and that the most powerful force is the gospel. May the Holy Spirit be with us," end quote. Luke 6, verse 22 says, "Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake." Tech company Yahoo Incorporated officially pulled out of China on Tuesday. Yahoo joins Microsoft's LinkedIn social network to end services in China as the country has increased regulatory control over tech companies. Meanwhile, Apple complied with Communist China and removed a Bible app and a Quran app from its app store in China. The Bible app by Olive Tree had over 1 million downloads. The apps reportedly violated local laws by hosting illegal religious texts. The UK government launched a public consultation last week on its plan to ban so-called conversion therapy. The proposal would specifically target, quote, "talking conversion therapy," end quote, which has, quote, "the intention of changing a person's sexual orientation or changing them to or from being transgender," end quote. The consolation says the ban would not affect everyday religious practice. However, the Christian Institute has launched a Let Us Pray campaign to raise awareness about the law. Let Us Pray spokesman Simon Calvert spoke to CBN News about how some want to use the law against Christians.
The concern that we have is that some people would like the law to go much further and to reach in and affect the ordinary work of churches. You get some people who have a pretty repressive idea about using the criminal law to target essentially the beliefs of evangelical churches and the people who worship in them. That's what we need to avoid.
On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments in two cases involving the new Texas Heartbeat Act. The law bans most abortions when a heartbeat is detectable and gives enforcement to private citizens instead of the state. At issue is whether the state can create laws enforced by citizens instead of the government. A new study by the University of Texas in Austin found that the number of abortions in the state fell by 50% after the Texas Heartbeat Act went into effect in September compared with last year. Late Tuesday night, tight races for governor unfolded in Virginia and New Jersey, with the Democratic candidates narrowly trailing their Republican rivals in states that President Joe Biden easily captured just a year ago, reports the Associated Press. Near midnight, the elections were still too close to call. As the vote count progressed, both races looked to be tight. With 94% of the precincts reporting, Republican Glenn Youngkin had earned 50.9% of the vote, and Democrat Terry McAuliffe had secured 49.3%. CNN political commentator Van Jones, a liberal, said the initial tally of Virginia's gubernatorial race is a, quote, "big, big wake-up call," end quote, for Democrats. Over the weekend, Youngkin appeared on Fox News Channel's Life, Liberty, and Levin with Mark Levin.
We're seeing thousands of Virginians come together and say, "Hey, Glenn, we're for the things that you stand for. Low taxes, the best schools, the best jobs, safe communities, a government that works for us and stops telling us what to do all the time." And yet we're seeing independent voters absolutely vote with their feet. We're seeing the minority community, the Latino community come strong with us. We were endorsed by the Hampton Roads Black Caucus. Democrats are walking across the aisle in mass. On the ballot is Virginia. It's Terry McAuliffe and big government control against Virginians' independence and liberty.
Gary Bauer, founder of Campaign for Working Families, said, quote, "Under a new law passed by the Democrat legislature, mail-in ballots postmarked November 2nd can still be recorded until noon on Friday. Earlier yesterday, Democrats were claiming that as many as 80,000 mail-in ballots still had not been delivered. Given what happened to us in 2020, I can still see an outcome here that could be devastating, end quote. In the race for New Jersey governor, as of 12:15 a.m. this morning, with nearly 89% of precincts reporting, the Republican challenger leads Democrat Governor Phil Murphy 50-49%. Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri announced Monday that he will introduce an amendment to the 2022 National Defense Authorization Act to protect women from the draft. The current bill would require women to register with the Selective Service System. Hawley wrote, quote, "It is wrong to force our daughters, mothers, wives, and sisters to fight our wars," end quote. Reuters reports that employees across big U.S. companies are refusing to get a COVID shot. Half of employees at aircraft companies Textron Incorporated and Spirit Aerosystems have not gotten the shot. 8,000 employees, or 8% of Boeing's workforce, have applied for a medical or religious exemption from the shot. One veteran Boeing program analyst said at a recent rally, quote, "The mandate is illegal, immoral, and impractical. We are standing together against a company and government trampling on our rights," end quote. Meanwhile, FedEx, UPS, and other cargo carriers said it would be nearly impossible to have all their workers get the shot by the December 8th deadline. If you want to get a religious exemption from getting the COVID shot at your workplace, go to lc.org/exempt. And finally, a new Pew Research study found that most Americans believe the government should, quote, "enforce separation of church and state and never declare any religion as the official religion of the U.S., end quote. Only 15% of respondents said the government should declare the U.S. a Christian nation, and 13% said the federal government should advocate for Christian values. However, the numbers changed on the local level. 39% of people said cities or towns should be allowed to put religious symbols on public property. Psalm 33, verse 12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, November 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.